Well, it looks as though the Big Ten's rolling out the welcome mat for two new members. The news today is that Maryland and Rutgers, yes, you heard that right, Maryland and Rutgers could be about to join the Big Ten, turning the Big Ten into a 14-team super conference. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin joins us now. John, how's this news sitting with Big Ten fans?
I can tell you on the Michigan chat boards for the football fans there on MGO blog, Rivals.com and others, the Wolverine, it is 98% apocalyptic disgust.
Wow.
Oh, yes. It should be noted, by the way, is in great contrast to Penn State joining in 93 and Nebraska joining last year. They're not against expansion per se, but Nebraska and Penn State fit the model, fit the footprint, all that stuff, very much part of the same traditions. Here's one little phrase for you. I am going to throw up. If you don't laugh, you'll cry, etc. It has not gone over well.
Is it because of the geography more than anything? I mean, Nebraska fits with us. So does Pennsylvania, but the state of Pennsylvania. But I don't know, Rutgers and Maryland, isn't it just geographically wrong to be talking about both these schools?
Well, Big Ten is not an East Coast league, obviously, and Penn State is as far as you go. And even that was controversial at the time.
Yeah.
These are two urban centers. The whole reason why they're doing this, of course, is the Big Ten network footprint. We can add subscribers, and this can add up to around $200 million payday right away. That'll be per year also. So it's pretty amazing as to what you can get for this one move, and that's why they're doing it. I can think of no other reason why they would do it. And that also has got the fans apoplectic about what is happening now. So it's about the TV dollars and about little else that I can figure.
Could I just, I don't know, throw it out there? Could we make any case for, oh, gee, there's some new rivalries, new teams to watch?
Cindy, you're sweet. No, Rutgers, I grant them this. They played in the first ever football game on November 6th, 1869, against Princeton, then the College of New Jersey. They won 6-4. I guess they were the number one team in the nation that week, and they've never been back since. So Maryland and Rutgers get about 30,000 to 40,000 fans per football game, which brings down the average tremendously in the Big Ten. Nebraska sells it out. Penn State usually sells it out.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a step down as far as that goes.
This is going to happen. I'm sure this isn't a, hey, we're sending up a trial balloon, but this is, as they say, done and dusted, eh?
ESPN is reporting that Maryland is in as of today and Rutgers will be in as of tomorrow. So I think it's looking quite solid. I will say this, though. I heard it first on the radio coming back from the Michigan State Northwestern game up in East Lansing. I couldn't believe it. I assume this is just, you know, more blog silliness. And no, it is dead on.
So that sound we're hearing is the howling of Big Ten fans all over, all 12 schools worth of them howling away as it appears Maryland and Rutgers will be joining the Big Ten. John Ubakin, thanks for joining us today.
Cindy, thank you.